This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Barakallahu feek. The two first questions can actually be combined. So you mentioned among the seven people that will be under Allah's shade, one of the type of actions you need to do is when you're giving a sadaqah with your right hand and your left hand doesn't know. So the first question is, how does that work in practice? Because you typically know what you're giving. And a question related to this as well. So you can give sadaqah without telling anyone, but you can also give sadaqah in a way so you motivate others. By doing it in public, you're motivating others to do the same. Will they also be among the seven under Allah's shade?
Great. Okay, that's a very thoughtful question, alhamdulillah. So the hadith says that a person who ends up giving sadaqah so that his left hand doesn't know what his right hand spent. Now, this is actually a metaphor, okay? And whenever we're reading the Quran and Sunnah, we have to realize that Arabic language is a very rhetorically charged language, okay? Actually, the thing about this is that my studies, especially my doctoral studies, they're actually related a lot to rhetorical studies. And that's why I can assure you that when it comes to the Arabic language, there is a lot of rhetorical instruments within the language. And these instruments are not always meant to be taken literally, okay? So when the Prophet ﷺ is saying such that the left hand doesn't know what the right hand spends, now the question is, does the right hand have thought and does the left hand have thought? I mean, the neurological connection between both hands is your mind and your heart. So that is something that is going to be moving these things around, and that's something that's going to be operating both of your hands as well. So you definitely, the thinker, you definitely already know what your right hand spent and what your left hand did not. Okay? So this is a rhetorical instrument to express how diligent the person is in terms of hiding the charity that he's giving. Okay? So this is the first part of the question. And the second part, again, of the question is actually very, very thoughtful itself. And what the person is asking here is that, isn't it also encouraged to give sadaqah in public as well, so that you may end up encouraging others as well? You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered this question in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِن تُبُدُ الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّهِ. If you were to show your sadaqat, how beautiful this form of sadaqah is, where you go ahead and you make evident to people what you're spending as well. You show them and you why? Because what you're going to be doing is you're going to be encouraging people. Then he said, Allah said, وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَى فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. If you end up hiding it and you end up giving it to people in seclusion, while you're hiding for the sadaqah, while you're doing it privately, Allah says, فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, then that is better for you. Okay? فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, then that is better for you. يُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, in this way, He will expiate your sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowledgeable, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you are doing and your actions. Okay, so this means that Allah is saying there's reward in both forms. There is reward in making your sadaqat clear, فَنِعِمَّهِ, how beautiful and great that is. And if you hide it, there's also good within that as well. And in fact, that is better for you. So the best equation is that some of your sadaqah, you give it in public, so you get that reward for encouraging others. And other portions of your sadaqah, you don't give it in public. Rather, what you do with that is, you give it in private, because Allah says, فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, that is better for you. Why? Because no matter how strong you are in terms of your belief, perhaps you may end up giving sadaqah, and their shaitan comes to you and reminds you of that sadaqah, and you end up losing the reward of that sadaqah because your intention ends up changing, or you end up decreasing from that reward of your sadaqah because your intention ends up changing. So the best way is to have some of your deeds in privacy and some of your deeds in public. And that's why even the Prophet ﷺ, the few days that he came out to lead people in Taraweeh, he would also go home and continue his prayer as well, because there is prayer in seclusion and there is prayer in public as well. So similarly, when you're giving your sadaqah, give some of it in public and give some of it in private. So you've managed to collect the two rewards, and that is that the reward of encouraging others and simultaneously the reward of doing it in privacy as well. Number two, and this is also a very important point, we know the hadith of Abdurrahman ibn Auf, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdurrahman ibn Auf, my dear brothers and sisters, was a man of wealth, and one day the Prophet ﷺ encouraged sadaqah. So as he's encouraging sadaqah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some people, they came and they gave their sadaqah. Abdurrahman was one of them. He brought 4,000 dirhams with him. And he came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said that, O Prophet of Allah, I have 8,000 dirhams, and he's doing this in public space. I have 8,000 dirhams, and 4,000 of those I've brought to you to give you to give as charity. Then another man came, and the Prophet, of course, he encouraged it, and he said to him, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in whatever you've given, and may Allah put barakah in whatever you've not given as well, meaning you've kept for your family. Okay? Then another man came, and he gave charity as well. He gave 12 tons of dates. Okay? Person must have had a big farm there, huh? He gave 12 tons of dates, subhanAllah. That, I mean, even me, I think about that one. I calculated it into tons because, you know, the hadith doesn't talk about tons. It talks about awsuq. And awsuq, when I calculated the weight, I realized 100 wasaqs is around 12 tons. And depending on how you measure it, because there's two ways to measure wasaqs into kilograms, it actually ends up becoming 20 tons of dates, the second measurement. So that's a lot of dates he brought. And then the third person he came, he said, O Prophet of Allah, I worked all night and I didn't have too much, but I worked all night and I ended up making eight handfuls of dates. I brought to you four of them and I've kept four for my family. So then the munafiqun, they ended up saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of the charity of this man who only brought four handfuls of dates. And as for Abdurrahman ibn Auf, and as for Asim, those two people, they came to the Prophet ﷺ only to show off. Okay? So they're giving public charity and other people are calling them show-offs as well, right? So sometimes the sweetness of this charity might also be corrupted by other factors as well. Mm-hmm. So if you want to have a sweetness of charity that reserves your reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also keeps your personally psychologically happy as well, then do some of it in public. And that's going to come with harms because some people are going to call you show-offs, all right? And that's also going to come with the danger that you may end up having changing that intention later on, or at that point, shaitan will try to capitalize on that. So fight that battle, but simultaneously have nice, pure, clean reward in the privacy of you, yourself, and only the person who you gave to as well. So this way you collect between the two goods about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تُبْدُ صَدَقَاتَ نِعِمَّهِ. If you give it publicly, how great and beautiful will that be? And if you keep it to yourself and you give it to the poor people, then that will be better for you in many different ways.
Barakallahu feek. What a great answer. I really like how you've put it and the specific examples.